Now, we're very lucky that in our area we've got several musical theatre groups. One of them, the Shenfield Operatic Society, are very busy at the moment preparing for their performance next month of Barry Manilow's Copacabana, which is taking place at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch. And to tell us more, I'm joined now by two of the leading members of the cast, Jess Pether and Jamie Fudge. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Now, there can't be many people who aren't familiar with the Barry Manilow song from which the show gets its name, but perhaps Copacabana the musical isn't quite so well known. Jamie, without giving too much away, tell us what it's about. It's basically a musical within a musical, is that right?
It is, yeah. The story kind of follows Stephen, who is an aspiring songwriter, who is trying to write the next big hit. And very quickly we go into his dream world, and as he writes the song and tells the story of Lola, the musical kind of follows her life and what she does, how she wants to become a Copa girl at this nightclub. And we meet some of the other characters that are mentioned in the song. For example, Rico, who wore a diamond, crops up, and they journey off to Havana. And I won't give too much more away.
Jess, obviously it's a musical. It's got lots of songs, lots of music in it. But it has got quite a story to it as well. Basically, it's a love story, isn't it?
Yes, me and Jamie have been getting to grips with that side of the story. It does follow the original Copacabana song, but the ending, if people do know the song, is slightly different in the show. It's a bit more of a happier ending in the show.
That's so good. We like
that's why people should come along to see it.
We like a happy ending. Jamie, what about the original show? What was the background to it? Was Barry Manilow actually involved in the original show? It started in Broadway?
It was originally it started as a TV film. He'd written the song Copacabana and was approached to make that into a film and write a story around that. So the book was actually written by Bruce Sussman and a gentleman called Jack Feldman. And then Copacabana...
The original musical didn't go into... It wasn't in America. It was actually started in the UK.
Oh, right.
It had Gary Wilmot in it in the mid-90s.
And so we're going back about
the UK.
Going back
so that
about
was,
20 years now.
Yeah, that was the first time it was turned into an actual musical.
And what sort of music features in the show? Is it? I mean, I'm assuming it's not like "We Will Rock You" is for Queen, which is Queen's songs and Queen's big hits. Is it written by Barry Manilow? The songs by Barry?
Yeah, all the music is written by him. It features, obviously, the title song, Copacabana, although you kind of have to wait a little while into the show for that.
Right.
It's got Sweet Heaven in it, which I believe is one of his hits as well.
You're too young to remember Barry Manilow, aren't you?
Well, I'd let you into a little secret. I've actually seen Barry Manilow in concert.
Have you?
So, yeah.
There will be a lot of people listening who will be very, very jealous of you.
He was brilliant.
He's one of those performers, everybody takes the mickey out of him, but he's actually quite good, isn't he?
He's actually quite a clever songwriter.
Yeah. He's very talented.
You don't hear him a lot on the radio, but we might just might be putting that right in a moment. we might just be doing that. Jamie, how big is the cast for your production?
For this production, there's about 25, 26 of us.
Is that quite large for a musical?
No, that's quite small.
Is it?
This is my first show with Shenfield, but when I've done other shows before, we've had larger casts. It's a good number for this show, and certainly you've got some very, very strong leads in it. Both Kerry and Rob, who play the sort of baddies of the
baddies,
piece,
yeah.
are brilliant, and Maria and Rick, who both play the comedy relief of the owner and a former Copa girl. But it's a real ensemble piece. The chorus are in it quite a lot. There's a lot of dancing.
The dance numbers are brilliant, yeah.
And
we've got some strong dancers as well, like the younger side of the society have sort of come into their own as well. So
great. And I guess as your characters, Lola and Tony, because you are themselves playing the parts of performers, I guess that means that you've got quite a few solo numbers, does it?
Yeah. Jess, I don't think leaves the stage for much of the first or second
half,
actually.
Wow, that's scary.
We get a bit of a break in the second half, but yeah, we're sort of on for most of it. A lot of quick costume changes, so...
How do you find that? Is that really quite nerve-wracking?
We haven't tried it yet.
It's terrifying. As an amateur production, we don't get the costumes till three days before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we first try those on.
Wow.
We
so
do
that...
it with the band 2 days before we go on.
Yeah.
And then we have a dress rehearsal on the Monday before opening on the Tuesday.
Is it literally just one dress rehearsal you get before you, you
normally
go...
sort of a technical one and then the next day a dress rehearsal.
So you perform twice in the theatre before you actually open
the
doors.
Some
to the
of
audience.
Them are a bit stop start. But it's all part of the fun and the adrenaline, and it's what makes it
by the
so
by the Tuesday we'll be ready. By the day we open, we'll be fine.
It'll be all right on the night.
Yeah.
How close would you say your production is to the West End version of Copacabana, which, as you were saying, was back
in the
90s?
I don't think any of it's changed in the script. I think the book is the same.
Mm. There's one or two numbers that have been changed when they've released
that's
it.
That's right, yeah.
For the wider audience, but it's exactly the same story, same piece, same feel to it. And we've got... I think a very similar set in some of the way it's staged and costumed.
Well, yeah. We've got some light-up costumes.
Really?
As well. Yeah.
Wow. It sounds quite an extravaganza. Why should people come and see it?
It's really feel-good, and obviously we're in January, the weather's a bit rubbish, you know, Christmas is a bit of a distant memory now, so it's just something to go along to, cheer you up on a dreary cold evening.
I think that's the thing, it's a very light-hearted story, you know, you're not going to see sort of Chekhov or a very serious play, everyone's going to enjoy it, everyone's going to understand it.
It's full of laughs as well.
And I think for people that have not seen an amateur production, a lot of people have this very sort of, it's Village Hall, one man on a piano type thing, whereas actually... they are good productions. You know, the only thing that makes it amateur for us is that we don't get paid for it, but we're all very passionate about what we do. You know, as I say, it's a very good production. We've got six performances, so we are throwing ourselves into those six, and if people have not come and seen a production like that before, I think now's a great time.
Brilliant. Have either of you seen a film called A Bunch of Amateurs? It's not about musical theatre group, but it's about amateur dramatic group.
No,
I think I've seen it a long time ago.
It's a great film. It's about a fading Hollywood superstar who comes over to take part in an amateur production, and it's basically about how professional really the amateurs are. And sort of talking to you guys about, you know, really being totally chilled about dress rehearsals and things, and you know, taking it in your stride. It's brilliant that you're obviously very professionally minded. Look, we'll come back and talk some more because I'm keen to find out how you guys got involved. Both in amateur dramatics generally, and in particular with Shenfield Operatic, and we haven't actually said when Copacabana is on either. It's the end of next month, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's Tuesday the 25th of February to Saturday the 1st of March at the Queen's Theatre.
And tickets are beginning to sell out. I do know that. So you can tell us a little bit later how people can get the tickets for that. And as I say, we do want to hear about how other people can get involved as well.
Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love.
Someone you don't hear too much on the radio these days, as I was saying earlier. But a very familiar song from Barry Manilow there. And the song on which the show featuring my guests this morning is based, Copacabana. The Shenfield Operatic Society are performing it at the end of next month at the Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch. And I'm chatting with Jess Pether, who plays Lola, and Jamie Fudge, who's Tony. Now, I assume as the lead characters that you're both on stage for quite a lot of the time. In fact, I think you were saying, Jess, that you're hardly off the stage. And you've got a lot of songs, as you were saying earlier. To someone who's not a performer, it really is quite an impressive thing, particularly given that you are, as we were saying, an amateur company. I mean, presumably you've got lives outside the theatre, daytime jobs and so on. How did each of you get involved with Shenfield Operatic in the first place? Jess?
Well, I've actually been doing amateur dramatics for about 19 years now, so it's a massive part of my life. and I've been with various different sort of youth groups and then adult groups around Essex. And a couple of years ago I was looking for a new group just to kind of move on, and I found Shenfield. So I went along. The first show I did with them was Anything Goes, and it's literally right down the road from my house, so that helps.
Wow. Where we rehearse. Now I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but I guess you started pretty young.
Yes, just as I kind of went into senior school, which probably gives my age away anyway. But
it probably does. I'm doing the calculations here. So you've been involved for quite a long time. Is this the biggest role you've had?
Yes, I was just sort of talking to Jamie about it before, actually. I've done smaller parts in other shows with other groups, but was kind of never really given the chance to have the lead role. And I've done about 3 shows with Shenfield and then auditioned for this role and was really excited when I got the part, but it's the biggest part I've ever done. And it's very exciting but kind of terrifying all at the same time.
It is quite a big role, isn't it, as we were saying earlier on. Jamie, what's your background with Shenfield?
This is actually my first production with Shenfield.
Okay.
I moved down. I used to live in Leicester and I'd done some amateur theatre up there, and moved back down this way about a year and a half ago, and started looking around for a group. Found Shenfield, found they were doing Copacabana, which I knew vaguely the show and knew it was a good show. Went along and auditioned, and the rest is history, as they say.
Brilliant. How many people are involved with Shenfield or Pratic at the moment altogether?
Even though there's only, as we said, about sort of 25, 26 people in the cast, we've got probably upwards of 30 or 40 members at any one time in the society, even if they don't do the shows.
And that sounds a lot, but I guess actually that's not a lot of people, really, given
no,
some of the...
especially if everyone doesn't do a particular show. A lot of people sort of come back for ones they might particularly like, or... they obviously have other commitments, so we're always looking for other people to come along and join us. But also we have obviously backstage people, mm-hmm. we have people that do the costumes and the sets. James Sinclair is our amazing production controller at the moment, and he kind of brings everything together, which is a massive job. As you said, we all work as well, so it's quite a commitment. But we're always looking for people to come and join in any of those aspects.
But I guess it's very rewarding. Hard work, a real commitment, but you get something out of it.
It is, because it's the rehearsal period is like, it's just like hanging out with your friends a couple of times a week, as well as getting the show out of it in the end. So
Jamie, is there anybody in particular, any sort of people that you're looking for at the moment, whether behind the scenes or for going on stage?
Not at all, really. I mean, amateur groups generally tend to struggle with getting the numbers of men in for their productions. Mm-hmm. But no, Shenfield Operatic are always looking for new members. We're always very keen. It's a very informal process to join, in that you turn up, there's a very informal singing audition in front of literally 2 or 3 people, and then reading a quick page or 2 of dialogue just to make sure that you can...
But you can do it in a small group as well if you're a bit nervous. So.
Yeah. Right, okay.
There's no need to be nervous.
What about musical ability? Are you looking for people who have got some sort of proven singing skills?
They have to have no history at all. I mean, when I started, I'd never sung in public. I'd never done anything when I first started in amateur theatre. And I think what people... Obviously, we are a musical theatre company, so people do need to be able to sing. But, you know, we will audition people specifically as dancers for certain shows if there's a lot of dance numbers in it, very similar to this one. Although, admittedly, all the dancers in our show are very, very good singers as well. So we kind of look for a baseline of people that can sing, but otherwise just come along, see if you can do it.
Or come and help backstage to start with. If people are a bit unsure, a really good way to get into a group is perhaps come along and see what happens on show week by being backstage, and then, you know, you might get that bug to come and join.
If somebody's listening at the moment who's never done any performing whatsoever and they're just thinking, yeah, I might like to give that a go, what would you say to encourage them, Jess?
We're a really friendly society. As I say, I joined only 2 years ago. I've already, you know, got this part, which is a great opportunity that they've given me. I've become brilliant friends with everyone in the society. We go to the pub after rehearsal, so it's, you don't need to worry too much almost about the performing kind of side of things to start with. Just come along, get involved, and they're just really welcoming.
So. And Jamie, what do you actually get out of it when you actually, when that curtain goes up on the first night? What is the feeling like? Can you describe it?
Blind fear would be close to it. No, it's not at all. No, I mean, by the time that curtain goes up, obviously we've been running the show for a month or so, and we've had quite a lot of full run-throughs of it. And it's just that sheer buzz. Once you get that audience in front of you, the show takes on a whole other dimension. It's very different, I think, from basically turning up and rehearsing in various halls that we use to a piano to suddenly having a full orchestration, an audience in front of you,
costumes,
you're in costumes.
Yeah.
It makes such a difference, and you get such a buzz from it. And you can, well, I just run on adrenaline for that whole week because it's just such a buzz and it's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. How often do you meet as a group?
As a rule, we rehearse every Friday evening.
Right.
And if you have a principal role in a show, you're normally required to come on a Wednesday evening as well. So mm-hmm. it's 2 times a week. And then in the run-up to the show, we do some Sunday afternoon rehearsals as
right,
well,
so
which gives us kind of a whole afternoon to, you know,
pretty
practice
much
all
on.
Of the dance numbers and get everything polished and then run the show as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess it does depend largely on what somebody's role is within the production. If it's a relatively minor role, as important as everybody is in the cast, they're not needed quite so much for the rehearsals.
No,
is that,
at the beginning,
right?
you weren't in for quite a few weeks.
No, it's quite nice. There's a number just before the interval and just after the interval that I'm not in either. So I kind of...
He had some weeks off.
I didn't turn up for about 3 Fridays in a row. It was really nice. But then I was off learning lines for the other bits as well, so
yeah.
It kind of balances out in the long
yeah,
term.
Yeah. Now, it's Copacabana, obviously, that we're talking about, but you're already thinking ahead, because I know you normally put on 2 shows a year, don't you? One at Queen's and the other one at Brentwood Theatre. So you're thinking beyond Copacabana already. What have you got planned next?
Usually we would do a smaller show next in the summer at the Brentwood Theatre. But this year, every couple of years, we tend to do a concert, like a bit of a variety show. And we do that at the Blackmore Village Hall. So that's coming up in June this year. And that's a bit of a fundraiser for the society. It's a bit of a cabaret evening, so people can sit around tables and have drinks while they're watching the concert. And then the next Queen's show, so this time next year, will actually be Sister Act, which we're very
wow.
excited about. It'll be the first time that's been performed at the Queen's Theatre as well. So
thinking a long, long way ahead, and I guess they've not been cast yet, so if somebody maybe is listening and not involved with Shenfield, perhaps could be appearing in...
Definitely. I mean, we're looking for more people for the concert that's coming up in June.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like an awful, awful plug, but if you want to come along and see this show and then come and talk to us afterwards, you kind of get a better feel for what we do and the level that we're at.
Brilliant. We do need to wind it up now, but just before we go, Jamie, who should people contact if they'd like to get involved, whether performing or behind the scenes?
If they want to get involved, they can either do it through the Shenfield Operatic Society website, which is shenfieldoperaticsociety.co.uk, or if you want to drop an email to Sophie, who is our membership manager, then her email address is membership@shenfieldoperaticsociety.co.uk.
And I'll put that on my show page a little bit later on as well, in case people miss it. Yes, do tell us, remind us when it is on.
Come and see us.
Yeah, the show's on, it runs from Tuesday the 25th of February to Saturday the 1st of March with a matinee as well, although you've got to be very quick to get tickets for that matinee because they are selling fast. And the Society box office number is 01277 223154.
And presumably you sell tickets up to a certain point and then the theatre takes over, is
we
that
do
right?
indeed. You can buy them direct through the Queen's Theatre, both for the website and their booking number.
But whichever
as well.
Way people do it, they need to do it quickly. And as I was saying, it really is a nice theatre. I've only been there once, but it's a great theatre from an audience point of view. Plenty of leg room and it's very well set out, so there's absolutely no reason not to come along. Jamie and Jess, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a lot of fun with Copacabana.
Thank you.
I know you will. You are already. And do pop back and see us again soon, won't you?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks ever so much.